5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sink.
Sink.
Sink. Sink.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 211 of the TTV podcast. Mardi Gras.
There we go.
Okay. Don't mess up. Gosh, we can't.
Come on.
I don't want it.
We can't go one without?
Yeah, one time.
Someone has to carry on the torch, and I feel it should be the person that actually started that joke.
No, someone needs to put the torch out. Someone needs to give the torch to Michael Phelps and have him do the whole Olympics holding it.
They're trying to infect Brickfeed with it, and I'm trying to put my foot down, but I
no,
can't.
No, you're not going to do idiots. That. You're not going to get anywhere with that.
They are idiots for that. It's just I
oh
really
I
like
think
that.
You're just being a persnickety pumpkin. Come on,
what?
It's
what
tradition.
The...
Hold up. I want to what?
I feel like that should have been racist in some way, but I can't.
There's racism
out.
In there somewhere.
I reckon that no. LJ's been like I don't know, hit his head somewhere. That was a weird statement.
LJ okay. fell off the back of a turnip truck yesterday.
Yeah, he fell off the back of this bandwagon.
What happened was, I got up, I got the call, the LJ bat signal, and then we immediately started.
No, what happens is that you didn't wake up early enough to be on here on time.
Listen,
then we started.
I
was is up. The LJ symbol just a giant so mirror?
I was up until 3, I got up at 8, I am now here. I have 5 hours
I've been
asleep.
Awake for absolutely all of 2 minutes.
Well,
that's
don't
a
lot.
You've been on for 5 minutes!
Don't
you
worry,
jump.
Good old Papa Nickel, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I will.
Alright, so anyway, enough shenanigans, enough tomfoolery. Let's get
Who
into the podcast
oh
today. So,
Who are you?
Hi,
I can't
everybody.
Do that for Brickfeed anymore.
I'm Messiner.
Hi, everybody. I'm LJ.
Hi, everybody. I'm John.
I'm Viper.
Come on!
Yo, what's up? This is your homeboy Takuma Nuva in the hood.
And,
the whitest.
Today we have 2 special guests. You go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Dial 211 to get Shadow Gear. And also dial that same number to receive an Elyra as well. Hello.
Hello. I'm Elyra.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
That's
Hello.
Right. The one, the only. I guess the two. The only.
The two.
Shadow
the
Gear 6335 and Elyra, Machist Extraordinaire from the BioTube community, have graced us with their presence today. For the third time.
Yeah, for the third.
We've hung out. I really, it's the fourth time.
Fourth time.
We had our great Brickfair stuff. But,
Yep.
Yeah, we, you know.
Yeah.
We had some recordings that never made it to the light of day, but we're going to have another
rest in peace
yeah.
recordings.
They were probably the
that
best recordings we've ever done.
They were very funny. I'm
they
excited.
Were amazing, and you'll never hear them, but they were like, if you heard them, they would be like, man, this is music. This is not even just a podcast anymore. This is pure.
I am sorry.
Very fantastic.
It's okay. We did it just the other day with Brookfeed 17. We
no,
re-recorded.
Why are you sorry? It wasn't anyone's fault. It just happened. Just
no, don't worry about it. When in doubt, always get a scapegoat. I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Scapegoat.
LJ did it. He lost the footage.
Yeah, LJ lost my non-existent recording.
Yeah, I went over.
You know,
all right. Yep.
I want to kind of do a callback though
well.
To Takuma's intro, which probably was the whitest thing I've heard all day. And I heard someone say persnickety pumpkin. So that's how light you are right now.
Gene, right now. Sorry, guys.
Well, I shine Gene, like the sun, boy.
Gene Jolly Roger, that's a title.
I'll right. darken Gene by Jolly the end Roger. Of the day, don't worry.
Well, anyway, I don't think I ever said this, but once again, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to TTV 211.
Hello.
Hello. So, this episode, as all our episodes typically are brought to you by our Vessel channel at vessel.com/the TTV channel and the TTV message boards at board.ttvchannel.com, which we'll be talking about later on during the show. So stay tuned for that. But for now, how's everybody's week been?
Exhausting. Tiresome.
I'm tired. I'm on a caffeine, like, downpour at this point. I've had the caffeine high.
Overwatch!
And now I'm going down.
Are you yelling timber?
I had the worst day, her worst morning I've had in a long time.
This is a Kahi story.
Oh no.
Oh, here we go.
No, okay. Well, I mean, all right. So here's the deal. We stayed up till like 3 o'clock. Everyone's chilling out, watching videos, having a great time. 3 in the morning, I go to bed. 8 o'clock in the morning, I have a class. So 7:30, I wake up. I like, you know, do the thing where you wake up and you're like, oh, I got a couple minutes. And it's like 7:40 and you're like, okay. I go down. I'm like, I got to drive. I live on East Campus. I got to go to the Green Hall. I was like, 10 minutes walk, about maybe a 5-minute drive. And I'm like, okay. I'm getting my car, I would go. My car's keys are locked inside my car.
Oh,
you idiot.
So I decide, I'm like, all right.
Do you not keep a spare?
I did have a spare, but I gave it to my parents to use when I was at their place. So I just came down to college.
I always same keep here. A spare in my wallet.
In your wallet.
Except now
I don't have a wallet.
Key, so I can't
side
do
note, I what, don't
where
carry
do you put
a
your
wallet.
Money?
Why don't you
Why?
Have a wallet?
Because it's too much stuff in my pockets. I have a phone case with all my important cards in there.
Yeah, but what if you lose your phone? You will lose all your cards and everything.
Right, exactly. What? Except here's the thing. I used to lose my wallet. If I lose my wallet, I check that whenever I have to buy something. And I'm like, oh, where's my wallet? And with my phone, I realize I've lost it about 2 seconds after I haven't checked my phone. So I've lost, quote unquote, my phone, but like, oh, I can't find it for like a second and I find it.
Yeah, you
but
lost
I haven't
at Brick
like
Fair
left
for like
my
5 minutes.
Yeah,
right, don't
for like,
let's
yeah,
not talk.
Three,
let's not talk about
times,
losing phones at,
yeah, at
least at Brick Fair.
I lose my phone. I lose everything.
Oh, where'd my phone?
Like...
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we're like going back
it.
To Brick
I'm
Fair
just saying
to check
like...
for Viper's phone, like Shadow Gear and Alive were walking alongside.
Hello
so
again.
Then he shouted to them
for the 10th time, 11th.
Anyhow, long story short,
we ran into each other.
Ran to my class, came back. That was it. But like it was 8 in the morning. I 8 in the morning class on a Saturday.
Oh, so that's
recording
your story.
Saturday.
You just like you lost your keys.
No, I mean like I mean basically I had terrible sleep for 5 hours. Then I had to run for about 10 minutes
you.
To my place for my class. And I was in the class for 4 hours. And I came back here.
Oh, I
really
had to exert
morning.
Myself physically for 10 minutes. Can you believe it?
What a bad morning.
I was
given muscles, not going to use them.
Was I just complaining about going on the internet for 2 minutes after I woke up?
Listen,
that was not
I'm
me.
Just saying.
So, I don't know what you're talking about
any
exerting
clubs,
yourself.
That's why.
I don't think I'm the whitest person here.
That's my sense.
Yeah, I am. Well.
I mean, seriously, people were asking, man, Mesa, why are you so white?
I saw those comments. Yeah, it's like, I don't
he
know,
never
man.
Goes outside. That's why.
I totally chose this. It's like,
he's yeah, either indoors or in Walmart.
If everyone here were an electronic device, Meso would be a solar panel with how much light it would radiate.
Nice.
Just light hits him and he glows.
Solar panels don't radiate light. What are you
they,
talking
yeah.
about?
What?
They absorb light.
They reflect it.
Yeah,
like
if anything...
No, not really.
If anything, Var would be the solar
like
panel.
That would make more sense.
Yeah.
Var is the one who would absorb most light.
Yeah, Meso is more
skin
like
color, so he would be the solar panel. Have you looked at actual solar panels?
I've seen
They're
solar
black.
Panels and they are very bright when I look at them.
What?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They're like a tinted car window.
Enough.
We are going all right,
enough
this is like
this.
Peeling
they may
a car.
Be brighter
We're going
than
backwards.
You, but that's not
Just
saying
like,
much.
Listen,
have
I don't
you
know.
Ever
I don't
had
know
a staring
are.
Contest? Have
you
ever
can
had
admit
a
you're
con-
wrong. Podcast
is
it's okay.
On
you
fire.
Can be like, oh, I just said something. I was a stupid joke, and I'm sorry. I just wasn't thinking it through.
You're the guy complaining
keep...
about exercise.
Okay.
What does that have to do with you being stupid?
It's
solar panels don't reflect
have
light. The absor-
had,
if a solar panel reflected light, it wouldn't have
moment.
Any energy to
LJ
work with.
Have you ever had
yeah,
an
it wouldn't be able to, it wouldn't be able
right
to absorb the energy
have
from the light.
I have seen
solar
a solar panel.
Eyes and been like, solar panel, you're blinding me. Because the sun is reflecting
well,
on
why
you.
Why would a solar panel be that bright? It'd just be distracting.
Because the sun is reflecting off of it.
That's not reflecting.
Oh, yeah.
It's absorbing the sunlight.
Silence. Enough.
So,
yeah, hey guys, welcome to
TV. In a podcast.
That's
a
guest shout out here.
This group of
I will say that
we weren't
Civil War II coming
away to this year.
A solar
panel is useful. Right. So if you're calling him a solar panel, that makes him very useful.
That's why he's not a solar panel.
Hey.
That's why Var
Things are getting
is a solar
heated
panel.
In the solar panel fandom.
Ouch.
So I have a small thing.
So hey,
right.
You guys.
Now that everybody's calmed down.
Yeah.
What's up?
You guys see that Tahoe video?
My gosh! What kind of a segue was
that's
that?
That's not a segue. That's from me trying to divert the conversation as quickly as possible.
I've got it in my watch later playlist.
Well, okay, well, good for you. Anyone else?
Yes, okay.
Yeah. I skimmed through it, the video, a little bit. I literally just come onto Discord like 5, 10, 20 minutes ago. So... When?
Okay, in that case, talking stick, mine.
Yeah, you do it.
Stick, mine. Fine. Okay, so a member of on our boards, as well as just a member in the community, I don't know how to pronounce his name.
I believe it's Parecki.
I said Parecki.
Parecki? All right, hopefully that's the way it is. Feel free to correct us. He animated a video about 17 minutes long in a span of roughly 3 months, and it's called Trial by Tahu. Now, he's no stranger to doing things like this. He has made animations like these before and put them on YouTube and our boards and BZ Power and everywhere. But this is the longest one that I've seen from him. It's animated in the style of Monog and those kind of cutscenes. It's 17 minutes and it is phenomenal. It is just excellent. He collaborated with a guy by the name of Shadow Blaze who did the music. And it's really, really, really good. We watched it last night, and it is excellent. It's a story about Tahu, and his trials and tribulations.
No, I was gonna say trial by Tahu.
No, actually, it's about
where
me.
Gali jumps off a cliff and does a triple somersault.
Called Trial by Fire. There oftentimes isn't any fire actually involved.
Yeah,
is there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say maybe half of them. I don't know if I'd say the majority of time.
Cite your sources.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of episodes. I'm thinking back like Trial by Fire, and most of them do actually have fire in them.
At this point, I actually think that like Trial by Fire came a thing where it was used more metaphorically, but then people started using it just because it says fire. And it's like, oh, this thing has fire. We're gonna call it Trial by Fire.
Right.
So it's come full circle.
I always think of like Nemo when there's like the Mount Hoya Hoi or whatever it's called.
What?
Magawagi or something.
No, you got it.
Wanahakalugi.
Wanahakalugi, yeah.
Mount Wanahakalugi.
Oh, and the whitest person reverts back to you.
Wait, to who? Me? Just because I know, just because I watch Pixar movies?
Just because you knew that off the top of your head.
Wow.
That's
and the way you said
where does skin color relate to memory of movies?
You've never quoted a movie before?
Yeah, I don't think that's relatable.
I think there's racism in there somewhere.
Only white people watch Pixar? Is that what
yes.
you're saying?
No.
Racist thing
you
to say?
I'm saying that, okay. like, saying
the Incredibles
you're doing
has
a cultural
Frozone.
Approximation
Let's not forget this.
Of a traditional word.
Why is this a competition
some
of whiteness?
Like...
yeah, who cares?
I care.
Who
I really want to be
King
white.
Of the All right,
well, I'm happy.
Whatever,
I'm so
no
ecstatic. Thank you. So much, Kahi, for judging our whiteness, because you have such an excellent frame of reference yourself.
Well, I mean, I'm the only impartial person here.
Wow.
Oh. What the hell does that mean?
What?
No, he's got a really good point. He is not...
Hey, Italians have rights, I don't know if you know.
I'm the only not white person here. That's why I can judge all of you.
Yeah, but why did you use impartial as a...
He's totally right.
Alright.
So anyway, back to the
anime. Anyhow,
by Tahu.
Anyhow.
It's a very, very, very cool animation.
Very, yeah.
We were all watching it last night.
Yes, so...
We've been talking about it for a little bit.
Yeah.
My thoughts on it are, I feel like I have a stronger attachment to that world than basically anything from Journey to One. Like...
Ouch.
Not even Journey to One, like the animations from the last year and Journey to One. And maybe
three,
the
so all
felt more about
a 3 month Monog inspired fan film did more to like impress me and tell me about the true values of Bionicle than anything from G2. Yes, that is the claim I will make. So everybody in the LEGO team, take notes. This is how you do storytelling.
Take notes.
This is how you do morals.
This
is how you do
prophecy.
Which
you probably won't.
It's funny, too, because it is really noticeable. It's one guy using recycled... he did some of his own stuff in it. There's some of his own assets.
Yeah, there are original assets.
But there are original assets, but a lot of it is recycled from old stuff. A lot of it is done by, by the original Templar team. And so what he's done, what he's able to do just by using these materials in 3 months, which, I mean, is a good amount of time, but It's crazy to me that the Bionicle team could not replicate something close to this nature over the course of 2 years. And I know maybe they're, you know, I'm not bashing the creativity and, you know, the skills of everyone involved. I know there's a lot of restrictions and stuff that this guy did not have when creating this short. But it's really impressive. I can't deny that I feel more from these characters, from the short, than I have the entirety of Generation 2. Any story, any medium, anything. It's just like...
I feel it's also everything that the was so story rich. Itself in Trial by Time, it runs counter to the skewed sense of, I guess, morality or the lesson that Bionicle G2 would teach you about, like, the future being set in stone. There's even a line in there, it's like, then if you don't think you can do it, then don't do it. The future's not set in stone. What's written may change. You have to be the one to make the decisions. And Vakama didn't know everything, and Tahu was a flawed character who had to grow and change. But in G2, everybody's just these static, wisecracking morons. Ikimu read the script, and everything is foretold and set in stone, and no one feels any sense of doubt or whatever.
And Kopaka was really good at pointing at things.
He was.
Look at that!
Bionicle G2 story. That's bad.
That's bad!
That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, man. So
the one of the really cool things is he made kind of funny comments, funny remarks toward G2, like mentioning Gally. Gally was telling stupid jokes every so often.
Yeah.
It's kind of amusing and sad in a way.
It was pretty sad.
Because it was...
But she didn't do that at all during Journey to One.
She did it
all.
I think she made a couple. I don't think she actually ever told a joke.
They dropped their character traits from one year to the next, which still annoys me. Pohatu was nothing like 2015 Pohatu. Galing never told a joke. It was all stupid. But anyway, Trial by Time was good. Let's not complain about G2.
I mean... Yeah, I mean, all right, Shadow Gear, Lyra,
like,
you guys have
I watched it this morning while I was at the gym, and I was continually impressed with just the quality of, like, and if you look at this side by side with actual Monog from the Templar guys, like, it looks spot on. I'm surprised to hear.
Yeah, I didn't even realize it was, like, fan made until it was like, oh, it's completely different story.
I'm surprised to hear there was original music assets that were put into there as well. Like, I could not tell.
Yeah,
yeah, I find
so
it
accurate.
Weird that they were using the word Tahunga.
Really,
well,
it's classic Bionicle.
Wasn't that in
Monog though?
Yeah, but they had to change it later on.
Indeed, due to the legal reasons and stuff. But I guess this person was trying to emulate that old original Bionicle style.
Well, to be fair, they didn't become Matoran canon wise. Until the naming day celebration, wasn't
it? What was that? 2003? 2002?
Well, I mean,
no.
So that would have been.
No, that's not true at all, because there are parts in the, like, in flashbacks where they refer to them as Matoran. So I, technically speaking, in canon, they don't change the name from Tohunga to Matoran. It's always Matoran.
Is there? I'm having some trouble recalling this.
It's either an animation or a comic, but yes. There is something where they say, hey, we are now going to be called Matoran in honor of Matoran.
No, you are right in that happens. That's not canon. Canonically, it's always been Matoran.
It's the sketchy naming day canon. I understand why there's errors here and
there. I think I see what Kahi's saying. Yeah, as far as canon is concerned, it has never ever been Tahunga. That was never ever once a thing.
Lego's they did include that
the mind machines, and they're gonna scrub your mind of any Tahunga references.
I believe that they included that in order to let readers know that they were switching over from Tahunga to Matoran, but canonically that did not happen. They were never Tahunga.
That sucks. I like Tahunga.
I like the word Tahunga way more than Matoran, for what it's worth. But
Tahunga sounds like an animal.
I'm completely and utterly indifferent.
I mean, it's like Tahunga. It's like Tahunga, Toa, Taraga. Like there's like.
Oh, you're
right. That's See that works.
That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Right.
So I have a dumb amateur question here.
Sure.
So is Jala Jaller, or are they two separate dudes?
No, they're the same.
It's Jala.
That's what naming
it's still pronounced Jala.
That's what naming day was basically. Is that they just kind of changed the spelling
Names. It wasn't so much naming day as it was PR day. Okay. So what they did, they had a very select group of names that the Maori said, "Hey, change them," and Jala was just one of them. So it went from J A L A to J A L L E R.
Okay.
Same Hali. For Huki and Maku, not Hali. And I don't think Puku, and then Matoran.
Was it Hold on, I'm trying to think. Holly might have been, yeah, you know what, Holly might have been consistent.
And then, yeah, okay, yeah. Takuma posted the other names, Nuri, Orkan, Tahuti.
It's okay, like, I used to mispronounce, like, the names all the time anyway. It was like, I used to say Nupuru instead of Nuparu.
Yeah.
That didn't change.
I don't know why. But I also, I never noticed, like, Holly was, like similar to Holly. I was just like, Holly.
I have two things to say about naming day. Number one, yeah, actually, to answer your question, you pronounce Jaller as Jala. The pronunciation doesn't change.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. What were you spelling saying, change, Jay? Not pronunciation.
Actually, Takuma, that post, you posted a list of names that allegedly changed. That's from PS1, right?
Yeah.
That's really, really strange because this took place in... Like, this happened in 2003. This change took effect, and until 2003, Nuri, Orkum, and Tahuti weren't names. They weren't used.
I don't believe that's true.
Puka was in the Matanui Online.
Puka, yeah. Yes, but Nuri, Orkum, and Tahuti weren't.
Were they not in Monog,
like,
too?
What I mean is they weren't used prior to 2003. Their debut was 2003 when the rest of the changes were being made. You know, Maku,
right,
Jala,
right,
and so
right.
on and so forth. So if BSO1 has that information, that's really, really strange because those were not active characters prior
Let's
to 2003.
Ask Sword after this.
Well, I, you know, it's interesting. That might have just been like a change that was like a typo that was then changed later on. Maybe.
See, what I
That's,
think
maybe
what
that
I think
was,
happened
Greg retconned that.
I think those were just borrowed names because those are main characters. They were main Matoran in 2004, the year after.
Right, right.
And what I believe LEGO did was they kind of cherry-picked some characters from Monog 2. Like, all right, and you're mine, and you're mine.
Well, a lot of those names aren't considered canon, though.
Yes,
or they're considered semi-canon, at least.
Well, yeah. Their being there is what makes the entire game semi-canon, but the names themselves are not at all.
Right.
Can I talk about something on this
yeah,
list?
No.
Go for
How?
It.
So they change Huki's spelling from H-U-K-I to H-E-W-K-I-I. How is Huki pronounced Huki, but Liwa is not pronounced Lua?
Don't
That's not.
I just
yeah.
gotta say.
Nope.
You
just
got
a mouth.
Got
it
rolling.
It's
got
the
it rolling.
Exact same thing.
No,
it's the same thing.
Yogurt.
It really
All
is.
Right. Yogurt. Adidas.
Anyway.
Adidas.
Oh no, Mesos. Don't you remember? It's Heiki.
Heiki. Oh my mistake.
It's Heiki.
Or no, wait.
Oh,
Heiki.
Heiki.
Heiki. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to end.
Have you seen Liwa?
Shadow Gear,
no,
Lyra,
I
got
a
question.
Question about the Maori, is it?
Yeah.
So did they get upset with it because these were sacred names, or was it because they just...
Essentially, like, nope. Taraga. Nope. Taraga was their word for priest.
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Some of them.
Some of them were,
not
but
all of them.
Some
were
of them were also just common words in their language.
Like, I think Tahu was just fire.
Tahu was fire, Poatu was stone, Kapaka was ice. Things along those lines. But the issue, it's difficult. Because a lot of them were just random words. And somehow, this tribe of individuals in New Zealand heard about Bionicle and got so absolutely outright offended at the usage of these names that they had to threaten LEGO with legal action.
Yeah, but
well,
also maybe their words mean more than one meaning. Like,
possibly, but I think like the main thing was they were afraid of cultural approximation with LEGO. And also, I mean, like, I'm sure that the promise of money might have had something to do with it. Because we know that they never went to court. They were settled out of court, and the Maori shut up about it, and LEGO changed some names.
Okay, here we go. I've got several articles on this because I looked into this for the top 10 controversies. And the letter says that Tahunga, the name LEGO gives to the Coed inhabitants of Matanui, is the word for the native healer, and that the three tribes represented by the lawyer find this offensive.
Mm-hmm.
One of the plastic heroes is called Pohatu, the word for stone. A wizened village elder is called Winua, which means land. And the special masks of power, which the characters have to find to defeat the Makuta, are called Kanohi, which means face.
Yeah.
So,
We must find the faces of power.
Pretty much. So that was the main issue they had. It was kind of nonsense, and if they tried to do this again, Lego would win every single
time.
Well,
yeah, they did strike at an opportune point because Lego was facing bankruptcy back in 2001, right? Or 2000. Like, they had gone to a massive, dire financial strait, and I don't think they could have afforded to put their line on hold while this lawsuit drew itself out. And so they're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to settle this out of court. You get some money. You get some money. You get some money. We change some names. We're good.
Everyone gets some money.
Yeah, it looks like the majority of the issue is with Tahunga specifically.
That makes
which
sense.
Which is why I mean, you think about what changed, what didn't. Kanohi did not change. Toa did not change.
The names Tahu, of the Toa Pahatu, did not change. Winua yeah. did not change.
So it's pretty obvious to see that, like, you know,
it was
the stuff that changed.
Specific.
Was, right.
Well.
Side note, I think back to what Mesa was going to ask before, Shadow Gear or Lyra, how do you pronounce the Toa of Air?
I pronounce the green and lime green colored Toa of Air as Lewa.
What a twist. Lewa.
Okay.
So, like, it's weird for me because I used to pronounce it, like, growing up as Lewa. But as soon as I joined the community, everybody was, like, wanting to hang me by my neck for saying Lewa, so I just started saying Lewa out of habit.
I know that feels exactly what happened to me. I still think it is pronounced Lewa, like, technically.
It should be pronounced Lewa.
One of you understands proper etiquette regarding
no, there's no proper etiquette.
Character.
One of you understands
in
caving into being wrong, like
no,
LJ.
No. Like LJ. It's perfectly right.
All right, LJ, do you ever drink a refreshing cup of Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew?
Yeah, every time.
Mountain Dew all the time?
Every single time. But also, you can't take one instance of a drink and listen, it doesn't work. You don't have an A attached to the end of it. It's not Diwa.
All right, I'm sorry.
You have an
well,
a
guys,
to the end of
thank
Diwa.
You for listening to this knee episode of the TTV podcast.
I mean, it would work if there were an A. If it was, like, Niwa. Letter and then E-W-A,
Niwa?
Maybe it would
really?
Work. But it's not.
Are you sure?
You don't have the A on the end, Kahi. It's not working.
Would you really pronounce N-E-W-A as Niwa instead of Niwa? Because Niwa seems like it would be the correct pronunciation, right? Just like you don't say Hiki.
We have precedent for this kind of thing. We know that people pronounce it Liwa.
Have we not had this
and
debate?
We'll have it a
I mean,
million
I think
times
end of the day, it just comes down to how we read and speak foreign words using English as the primary language. You know, you see L E E, you think Li, but you see like L E and you think Lei.
I don't think Lei.
Well, that's just you.
You
that,
don't
not
think.
Everyone, not everyone in the world consists of LJs.
Well, you know what? The majority of the community seems to agree
what about
with
the
me.
English language? Is
oh,
just
okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgot the majority decides everything.
Just because the majority agrees, it means it's right, guys. Right? Right?
Yeah exactly.
You know what? Yes. In this case, it absolutely does. So you know what?
In this case.
So
there
case,
are other cases where the majority
side,
doesn't. Yeah. Because
I
you
win.
Decided that the majority wins. Okay. All right.
Here's how this works.
Okay.
We know certifiably, without a shadow of a doubt, that it is pronounced Liwa in very common occurrences. Journey to One, the online animation.
Because Journey to
Mask
One is a bastion
light.
For
have,
truth
we
and
have,
the absence of errors.
What is it?
We have
what is
seen.
It in canon? I'm sorry? What is it? What's the canon pronunciation that's given?
It's,
can you tell
no,
me?
No. It is Liwa. Don't even start this.
Really?
Okay. You know what?
Okay,
here.
Please, no.
Okay, fine. Here. Pronounce that.
Gelu.
Go ahead.
Gelu.
Gila.
It's like...
You're wrong!
It's,
like,
it's either
You're
Gilu or Gelu.
Gelu.
I don't know, it looks like Gelu to me.
It's Gila.
He
it's
looks
totally
like he's made
Gila.
Of glue. He may as well be glue.
So do you want to know?
Wow.
Do you want to know what the canon pronunciation for that is?
Is it Gilu? If you say Gilu, I'll strangle it's... you. Fucking
Jella? Is it Jella?
It's Gelu.
That's what I said. I said Gelu.
Oh, that's right.
No, so you can say it as Gelu.
I did.
It's Gelu.
You know, the proper pronunciation that we have is Gelu.
Fair enough.
I don't...
Okay.
Do you think that's pronounced Gelu?
No.
No, but well, I also
by
don't
that
think
logic,
Leela's
you should pronounce it Leywat.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, but you see, I don't pronounce it Galu. Because that's stupid.
Okay, right. So, like Leywat's stupid. Leywat's
so
stupid.
So you have selective canonicity is what I'm hearing from like, this.
Selective canonicity.
So it's like Leywat, like the name Lee, Leywat, and you're saying Leywat's stupid.
Wait,
is it Leywat or Leywat?
Leywat, Leywat.
Actually,
in my opinion, it doesn't really matter. It's just the way it's written.
I will say this. Leywat makes a lot of sense to me. That does make a lot of tangible sense. What doesn't is Leywat. There's no A here.
Yeah, the A, I haven't seen anything where it's like E-W.
I will certifiably stand by.
You know, it's interesting because 100%. Sometime last year I put up a poll asking people how they pronounce Leywat's name and had all the different, you know, sounded out pronunciations. And the two most common was Leywat being the highest voted one, followed by Leywat.
Oh, come on.
Nah, that's pretty dumb. I think the only reason it's Leywat is because, to be fair, I do pronounce it Lee Koro. Because L-E is Lee.
This is my thing. And I'm glad you bring this up because that president... Like,
President Lee Koro.
Sorry, that president, you know, Lee Koro, Leywahi, it's just an L-E. And we know that the Koros and, you know, the prefixes, they intersect with the Toa. So, you know, Ta Koro, Tahu, Onu Koro, Onua, stuff like that. So it would make sense that if Lee Koro is Lee Koro, it's Leywat.
Fair.
Because there's no A-Y here.
However, the thing is, the problem is that, like, that's not how, that's, we don't have any confirmation that's how that language works, you know? Like, if you look at, like the,
I understand.
For us, we have, like,
this
a
makes
root.
The most sense.
Well, hey,
I
like,
wouldn't
I
say
mean...
Like, I think Leywat makes the most sense, followed by Leywat, and then finally Leywat, which makes zero sense.
Yeah, okay, so Leywat that's makes fair. I can agree sense. With that. We are on the same
Leywat,
page there.
Yeah, Leywat makes the most sense because that's how you pronounce anything else with that spelling. If you were just given that, most people would say Leywat.
Yeah,
does make sense because of the Lee, but it makes less sense in how everyone says it. Leywat, what's up with Leywat? Who does what?
See, okay, now
why
I,
do you
I
pronounce
know
it Leywat,
why?
It's the same.
Okay, I think there's one thing we can all agree on. Is that going into Bionicle, the very first year, having one character named Onua and another one was the dumbest idea ever.
So bad.
That was.
Goodness
what's
me.
Up with that?
The dumbest
of my
idea.
Childhood.
That was very. And the thing is that they're not even like different. Like they're very similar colors. It's like the Tower of Stone
That's
and
racist.
The Tower of Earth.
There's racism in there somewhere.
Yeah, and then you got Wenua.
There's only racism in there if you think really, really hard about it and overthink it, maybe.
Oh, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm kidding, I'm not.
But yeah, so, I mean, I understand why they did these pronunciations.
Except for Onua and
pronunciations.
Alright, I'm taking the talking stick. Let's move on.
Alright, here's the talking stick.
So,
invoke my right to
we basically check out Trial by Tahu. That's the moral of the story. It's good.
Moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story. Pronunciation. Go watch Trial by Fire.
Ah, she did it too!
Can we get a
because she's British and I was raised.
Well, basically, Tahu means fire anyway. So what does it matter?
Fire, but. Wait. No.
Tahu means fire in Maori, or however you pronounce it. Maori.
Yes.
Technically,
so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's Maori.
This bothers me.
Everyone knows what I mean.
I know what you mean, but this bothers me because I had to do re-recordings on my top 10 because I kept forgetting that we've been told by a member of the Maori tribe this is how it's pronounced, and it's Maori.
Maori. Maori.
It's like Maori. It's like it's like Maori, but
it's
if you were a cat.
Maori.
Like the chairman, right?
Yeah, yeah. No? Maori. That's
Maori.
Exactly. It.
Fair enough.
All right.
That's pretty
I apologize. Maui.
That's pretty much the major Bionicle thing.
I'm very sorry.
Maui. Bionicle's still dead. But just to prove my point, the.
Wait, what happened to your whole speech about Bionicle's
wait for
not
the part
dead.
Two. Bionicle's still dead, but the community has proven my point about the community being able to do more with the theme than LEGO can, even with an infinitely larger amount of budget and a team behind it. So,
yeah,
everybody,
Trial by Tahu is impressive.
Be like
it's
Parecki,
very well
do
written.
Cool stuff. So, that's pretty much all for Bionicle this week. As your fill Bionicle discussion, nice half hour. What else is going on? Let's talk to our guests some. How are you two doing today?
So I have a story.
Do either of you play Overwatch?
I now have a computer that can run Overwatch, so I'm really debating on downloading it. I'm playing a lot of Warframe right now, so I'm going through that motion.
Oh, I used to play a lot of Warframe.
We all used to play
a lot. John, I have a story for you. So I forget the day. I forget the week. I forget the numbered episode of the... I think it was the post-Brick Fair episode you guys had for the TTV podcast. Okay. I'm kind of hanging out. I'm cleaning my room. Just having a good time. And out of nowhere, out of context, I just hear, I really love Shadow Gear's face.
Dude, it's a great face.
Thank
awesome
you.
Face,
I love his face. And then I look up in confusion and there's a mirror in front of me. And for half a second, I had this fear that, like, I'm going to turn my head and you're just sitting there with your arms crossed and your head nodding.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there, like, touching the face.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Well, you would turn, like, you turn around and you see me, like.
He was asking me later that afternoon if he had a good face.
Do I have a good face? I think I have a good face.
Well, according to
my
me,
face
you
turned
do,
into a
so,
meme, I think.
There you go.
Almost.
Oh, Kahi.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so wait, yes. I have a question. Are you two related?
Oh,
or
boy.
Know each other?
Okay,
you
all
don't
right.
Know?
Wow.
Molly, do you want to tell it?
Did you not watch any of our videos?
Yeah, no. Sure. I might as well tell it again, considering it got lost in the first recording.
All right, do it. Bring it.
So basically, right, to sum it up, we both met on BioTube. I was actually a fangirl of his. We started talking through Skype and eventually became friends and eventually started dating in 2009. And we are now engaged.
Aww, a story nice. For the Woo-hoo! Ages.
Yeah.
That's great. That's a better love story than all Bionicle things.
What is
love better is love canon. Story than Hugi X Machu.
It's like that's a heavily summarized version, but yeah, I get comments from people a lot saying like, "Oh key. Man, you know, I want to find a Bionicle girlfriend like Shadow Gear did."
Well, there is one out there, but she already got married. So.
Man,
it's like instead of a gamer girls, I want a bio girl.
Yeah, bio girl.
Bio girls.
Bio girls.
So, all right. So, Shadow, you were doing at that time. You're still doing Bionicle videos, right?
That's oh yeah. Found you, I at that point in time, I was doing like full on like mock reviews, set reviews, a couple stop motions, which were hot garbage, but I still did them. And yeah,
that describes it. We listened to our early podcast yesterday.
I'm so sorry.
Actually.
Also, man, hot so, garbage.
It's so.
So here's my story.
This is on your.
Meso is like 12, and he has a southern accent, and no one knows how to talk at all. It's Meso ranting for like an hour, and then LJ yelling random words.
No, it was
halfway
more like
through.
It was more like VAR. Like I remember one podcast. I was just walking down this road. I went shopping, and as I was at the checkout. Like, Voss screamed in my ear and it made me flinch. It made me look like a freak in front of everyone, which is already something I struggle with.
Strack! So, okay, so here's the thing. So you guys met because of the BioTube community, right? And, you know, you're getting together, you're engaged, when looking to get married. You do know that the LEGO company now owes, like, a third of it, right? Like, the third of their income in the future has to go back to them. It's like it's part of the it's part of the con like when you sign up
it's part of
for
the
LEGO
of
service.
The seventh, Greg. the seventh Toa is Rumpelstiltskin.
it's part of that 30-page terms of service that you couldn't be bothered to read.
Oh, of course. That's where they hit me.
Like, the CEO appears in front of you. He's like, all right, if you can properly pronounce my name, then you can have your kids and come back.
See a brick fair as a couple guys wow. in suits came over and took me to the back door. And they were just like, hey, we...
They're like,
oh, that's why the fire alarm went
That explains it.
Oh, yeah, was
it
this
was
a story
you
were going to tell and got brutally interrupted?
I don't even know what I was going to say. But yeah, it's super weird that, like, Molly and I say to each other every now and again, like, we met on BioTube. Yeah?
Yeah, because yeah. it seems we so met, strange.
Met... It's just...
That must be strange trying to describe it, like, from people outside of YouTube.
Yeah, it's like, internet. Well, when we were both 14, like, so we shared the same internet. Weird yes. Lego hobby.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend about an hour and a half trying to describe to my family what a podcast is every time I try to talk about it.
How does it take you that long to describe a
okay,
podcast?
Okay, you would be surprised.
I just describe it as a recorded radio.
You would be surprised how many people don't understand what a podcast is.
It's
on-demand radio.
That's true. That's very true.
So I just
I
give
actually
up
have
and
to
say
it's
like a radio
talk
show.
Radio that's pre-recorded.
I have to like describe it. I just describe it as a YouTube channel now.
I don't even go with the pre-recorded bit. I just say it's a radio show online.
Yeah, that's what I say too. I'm just I can't be bothered.
It's talk radio.
Okay, where do I what radio. Station do I tune in on my online radio app to tune into your radio station?
Tune into vessel.com/TTV.
Wow. Listen to you. How slick. How slick.
Tune in for early access, $2.99 a week. $2.99 a month for a week of early access.
Whoa.
And it's $19.99.
Whoa, those pencils got expensive.
$19.99 a year. You buy a new pencil every week. Let's be real. It's school. You don't bring your pencils to class. I don't.
I've never bought a pencil in my life.
That's because you're privileged. Anyhow.
There's no Bionicle anymore, so give all your money to QTV. There you go.
Whoa.
Exactly. There's no Bionicle. The budget you would spend on the Winter Wave, how about you just give it to us? It's the price, actually, a year is the price of one Uniter set.
Price of a
so,
Uniter.
$19.99. Price of Uniter, $19.99. Vessel.com/TTV channel.
Thank you, Kai.
There you go.
No, I need to make this better. It's the price of Brutaka. Because that's a G1
not
set.
Right,
are we
going to
talk
not
about
anymore.
This again? Because Brutaka
anymore.
For 20 no, bucks not. Is still like, whoa.
You mean Braytaka.
You mean Baytaka.
Yeah, well... Let's do this. Ugh. This is an old discussion we had that got lost. I think this is how it went. What's your guys' favorite Bionicle set?
Do you stand...
The original question is, which do you find to be a better Titan set, Maxilos or Brutaka?
I vote Brutaka.
Yeah.
I say Maxilos.
I'm on Maxilos as well.
It's been many years. I feel.
Or is it Maxzelos? I don't... Who knows?
It's a weird character.
Oh,
it's
here we go.
Mixilos.
Here goes the pronunciation game. Yay, okay. Yay.
Maxilos.
Yeah. Oh, rip loss.
I mean, listen, Maxilos. We really don't care unless it's a main character.
It's like Xylophone. It's Maxilos.
All right, which one do you guys consider better?
Okay. I personally think that while Brutaka is an excellent set, I think Maxilos edges him out just a bit.
Okay.
Just do that okay. Set functionality, the build, the articulation, which is virtually unseen in the rest of Bionicle. The fact that it's a 2-in-1.
He could shrug his shoulders.
What?
It's got what a consistent aesthetic.
What added articulation did he have again? Just for our audience?
Shoulders, waist.
Yeah.
That's yeah, he said shoulders and waist. That's all he had.
Well, I mean, Axon had about 8 fingers, though, that were all...
But all pre-bent. Like, you can't do much
with
those fingers.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. It's like that scene from Fantastic Four, like the original one where he tries to pick up the ring on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
His hand is...
I mean, Hydraxon had fingers, too.
Can you imagine high-fiving Axon?
That would be really obnoxious.
Tough. Imagine you have to high-five the guy. He's like, hey, put him here. And you're like, where?
Well, that would be crazy because in the comics, he actually pick up a Brutaka by the torso with his hand.
Yeah. He doesn't really high-five people. He just high-fives.
Man, imagine one hand grabbing around
he would smack you into orbit.
That would be that's terrifying. Crazy.
What a giant hand. Man.
It'd crush you like a bug.
I would squeak.
Yep.
His hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm... terribly skinny, so that wouldn't
be like
much.
A jam donut in someone's hand.
These quotes.
Just squeeze it and all the jam.
It would be like a jam donut.
I want you to buy a donut and then squeeze it in your hand and just pretend it's a human being. Just pretend.
I'm gonna make a video.
A jam donut in someone's hand. They're handy. Jammy.
Jammy.
Stop talking!
Alright.
Well, have anything else interesting been going on? How are you guys' YouTube channels going?
My computer fried. My laptop. It fried.
That's a bummer.
Everything that was on it too is done. So, I'm currently in the process of trying to get back, all my original template stuff. Like, old backgrounds and old sound stuff that I'm probably gonna rip from other videos, which is totally fine. In terms of making content, Molly and I are going to try and work more on the Gearbox podcast. What is that?
Yeah.
What is that? That's a podcast, and we talk about Lego, I think. There's cursing, there's dumb jokes.
Oh, I see.
There's, if...
Competition.
Well, yes, of course it's competition. But well, it's not even competition. There's not even competition, because, like, it used to be, like, Bionicle versus Bionicle podcast. Okay, sure, let's talk about, oh, this dude found a howl in the sewer. That's crazy, right? Okay, moving on. Like, there's no news to talk about. So it's, like, now you guys have focused on doing, like, TTV as, like, a general, like, hey, what's up kind of hangout podcast, which is totally rad. I'm liking the transition personally. Personality-based.
Personality-based.
You come to the content for them as opposed to the actual material more often than not. And the more I think about it, yeah. So, like, the more I think about it, it's like, well, maybe we should do the same on our channel and do, not channel, on our podcast. And I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm debating the idea of doing a game show portion of the show just for giggles. I don't know.
I would be down to watch that. Sounds entertaining.
Well, I mean, we are going to be talking about a controversial topic tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Well, hey, if you if you enjoy it,
I have seen you at Brick Fair before.
No, you haven't. I've never been to Brick Fair before.
I recognize your face.
Akuma, I don't think there's absolutely any way you could have met them at Brick Fair before.
No, yeah. Why is this the first time?
Yeah.
Oh well, then there was someone there at Brick Fair before.
I get that a lot.
Like you. Maybe it's like a beard.
It was the Shadow Gear doppelganger.
Oh, it's because there's a lot of people with great faces.
Oh,
wow.
John,
great face.
Thank you. But it's
you're welcome.
I mean, it's the beard.
I know it's the dumbest
beard,
like pencil beard. Like it's the dumbest beard in the world. Like if I could
pencil
here's the thing.
Beard, right,
dude. I can't grow a beard. All right, really? I've like. And it's like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like beards are like in now. And it's like, you know, it's a thing where I'm like genetically I don't think I can grow a beard. Unless I was to go to like maybe like this long trek in Tibet where I became a monk for like a year and I came back and I have my head shaved and I have this massive beard. That might – being in that environment might genetically enhance my beard growing abilities. That point, but I otherwise I can't. I'm beardless, man. I'm like
Master
so.
Greed.
Oh, man.
I would like to be a toe of the green. By green, I mean money. No.
Of
like Greg toe of the ooze.
Cash Moniqua.
So like this is kind of unrelated, but still kind of related to you guys. I've seen some entries on our boards about for the Makuta contest.
Oh yeah.
And that is ending real soon. Actually, by the time this episode's out, I think it will have ended. I am currently working on mine, which is a bootleg piece of trash that I'm doing so I can get the random art book. I'm hoping that, like, the random gods will shine upon
real,
me
it's
and
the only
smile upon
me.
Good luck,
second.
Because there's over 1,500
yeah, basically.
Entries now.
You know, it's a 1 in 1,500 chance.
I'll take those odds.
Never tell me the odds, yeah. But that's what I'm playing.
Entered mine about a week ago. I don't really care about the art book, to be honest. I'm going for the set collection.
Hey, if you win, can I get the art book from you? Can I get
dibs?
Dibs. Nope, I said dibs before you. You're done. You're done.
Wow.
You're done. No, I did it first.
No way.
We have a recording.
So,
fans, no. comment below right now. Who said it first?
I heard John first.
I mean, it all depends on how it gets edited.
Who
Let's
said
put
it?
The mock-up in the video.
Who won?
Where's a picture of this?
My
Yeah, no, let's see how low our chances actually are.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, look at this. I'm going to link our boards so we can take a look at the Liar's Mock here.
Do it.
A Tyrant of Okodo. Yes.
Oh, let's hey, see it's this. Mine.
Let's see how
Vin's not here, so we'll give you a mock spotlight.
All right, yeah, let's do a mock spotlight okay. Right here,
see,
right now.
It's made of glue, so I can't, I don't know. 4 to 5. I love all you, right,
Vin. Yeah, wait, hold on. Is that?
Yep, that's a prototype piece. This is completely invalidated. You have too many pieces here. We're going to have to take your mockist privilege away because there are far too many pieces, and, like, others may not have this many pieces.
So oh, well, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, too.
Someone
you're in a video on this.
It's disqualified.
You had your time.
That being said, though, okay, I like the tail. That's a cool tail.
That's probably my favorite part of this whole thing is the Zamor tail. That looks good.
The Zamor tail is pretty awesome. And how you make the centaur build.
This entire thing is just really, really cool.
In terms of the build, I forget Vin's scale. 4 out of 5.
Isn't it like 7? Oh, 5? Is it 5?
Yeah, I think it's 5. I don't know.
Fun fact, I don't watch the mock.
Why?
So I don't know. It's okay. A great show. It's a great show. I just don't mock, and therefore, like...
Maybe if you watched it, you'd become
just,
a better
I don't
mock
always watch it. Maybe I would. I'm actually going to watch... I'm going to binge watch Mock Spotlight as I'm making my bootleg trash Makuta mock. I'm calling it Makuta Master of Trash, by the way. That is not a joke. That is what I'll be actually be calling it. But this this mock itself, this design, I love this design because, like, it actually gives Makuta, like, a form that seems menacing and cool and, like, kind of evil that you don't see in any other set.
Yeah.
Or any other, like, thing on Okodo. Like, if I saw Makuta, if this is the Makuta that emerged out of the portal, I'd be like, whoa, holy crap.
You know it.
That is a menace. Instead of, like,
so
just
we got,
another
like,
Titan.
A ghost-type thing.
You know. But, I mean, that, not to knock the Titan, by the way. We had that built. That was cool. I'm just saying that, like, I like the concept of this, like, kind of monstrous creature more.
That reminds me
for our ultimate
Titan
villain.
Makuta. This is kind of a segue from the Makuta contest. I just need to mention it for those who are unaware. There is a set designer who's on our message boards. Ooh. I forget his name at the moment. Someone help me here. What is his name?
Ah, fudge. Why'd you do this?
Put me on the spot.
Isn't it Nicholas van Stagnite or something? I do not understand his full name.
He's going to get so
pardon
offended.
Me, sir.
Can you imagine
but
someone...
he has graced our message boards with his presence, and he has been assisting in a fantastic project, the Let's Build Overlord Makuta topic. Because we got Journey to One Makuta done. We got the official model. But there was another one that people gravitated towards in that video. It was the purple and black Overlord Makuta with the cloth pieces or whatever. And he posted deconstructed pictures of that Makuta mock. So people can now attempt to replicate it on their own. And people are making really good progress at it, too.
I really like that. That's
actually
really cool.
Yeah, no, he was even so nice as to give us those pieces, like the recolored pieces we don't actually have. Oh.
Oh, come on. There's a limit.
Oh, come on.
There's a limit to
how much
you can do.
I'm sorry that he didn't have enough money to just send these pieces to everyone that wanted them.
I was thinking of a different Makuta. This is not the same Makuta. Because these guys never actually showed me. They just said, Overlord Makuta, guys. Like, I'm expected to know what that looks like. This is the other Makuta.
I mean, wait.
Because there are two purple and gold Makutas.
Which?
One of them sits on a throne of skulls.
Oh
right.
Wow.
And has very specific recolored
pieces. This one has
exclusives
as well that I do not believe have come out, so the point still stands. But.
Even still. It was so very, very nice of him to post these.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I just wanted to mention it because, like, this was my favorite of the mocks that we were shown. And, like, I didn't think I'd ever be able to actually build it. But maybe there's a chance now.
I do like the Throne of Skulls, though. I like that imagery a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. And some of the... I'm actually looking forward to seeing all the Makuta.
Makuta?
Makuta.
Makuta.
And that's how I mean, like, M-A pronounced. I mean, it's... if L-W can be pronounced Lay, then, like, M-A can maybe pronounce me.
Hakuna
Makuta.
Wow.
Makuta mocks at the end of this contest, I'm actually really interested in looking through all of them, seeing which one I enjoy the most. Because I think there are going to be a lot of great mocks in this, and I'm interested to see how they take on this concept of the big villain.
Definitely.
and turn them
yes.
to.
I know you've been posting pictures about it in the community. You have some of the 3D printed mopes
yes,
made by
I suppose I should mention this.
Mopes. We'll talk about that in depth soon, but how close is it to these pictures?
Very,
here
very, very close, I would say. I believe there may be one or two small things that are off. I can't verify. I could be wrong. It's just an angling issue. Someone more adept at analysis and design would probably be able to make that claim one way or the other. So don't take my word for it. But I'm very, very content with the one that I recently received, which was the Titan Scale mope, which is designed to work with the Titan Makuta from Journey to One, not really much else. And then I also got an acrylic V2 model before he refined it and tweaked it some more. I'm thinking of getting a third villager-size mask, also in black, for use and
my
stuff.
Goodness.
I gotta support this, man.
This was made by Cyberhand, and he's like making his way up the community ladder right now, because not only did he make that, but he made my mask.
Yes, he did.
My new one.
LJ's new
He's a
mask.
Great guy.
The guy is
very,
very cool.
Talented.
You should all support
very talented
him.
Individual.
And buy all the mopes, because he's giving us the Bionicle closure that we would otherwise not have.
Yep.
So it's pretty nice. Yep.
The mask of Ultimate Power is an interesting design. I don't, like, I feel like it's still being worked on when we got this
oh, definitely.
This version of it. And so, like, I like how it looks, but
I think
I feel
the
like
eyes are too far apart,
and
honestly.
It probably would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, the, like, the way, like, the some of the spikes seem to be kind of a consequential.
It's very plainly a prototype model. I got a feeling they would have tweaked it quite a lot if it had actually gotten to that stage. But we don't even get to that stage. Hooray.
Yay.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'm still trying to find that set designer because I don't want to, like, just not give his correct name. Okay, Nick von Slagmat, I believe, is how you pronounce it.
Okay, awesome. I'm ignoring you. Do you guys remember how in the graphic novel they showed how the masks were made? Does anyone remember that exact process?
It was
the
crystals, right?
It was crystals,
wait, really?
Right?
I don't know. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah,
it was
like a repeat. Is this crystals, right?
It's crystals, right?
Now it's been repeated like six times.
Wait.
Well, that's why I
asked
what
you're
back.
Saying. Ask me again. I'll know.
What?
All right, sure. So how were the masks made in G2?
They were forged.
They
how?
Were forged.
Yeah.
Out of
I mean,
what?
I'm serious. Like, you have metal. They poured molten metal into molds and then brought it out, cooled it, brought the mold out, and then refined it with a hammer.
You know, I just couldn't have figured that out on my own. Thank you so much,
wait,
LJ.
Wait.
I'm not talking to you, lady. I'm talking
to
this guy
you.
Who asked the question.
Wait, so wasn't there something with the elemental creatures, and then the elemental creatures had to give
see,
something
if you're
to them?
See, I just told you how they made the masks. You never asked how they were
asked.
Elemental. Yeah,
that's okay. Fine.
Listen,
I'm pretty sure that
issue.
They only told
here's
us about
the
masks of power to begin with. I don't
here's
think they actually
issue.
Told us how they make the normal masks.
You said masks, and in G2, masks, it's either they're powered or they aren't.
Yeah, okay, semantics.
Masks, and then you have
yeah, okay,
of
listen,
power.
You just try, all right, just cool. Just stop being a.
Listen, I'm just
tell,
telling
say how
you
that's
how
right
it
there.
Is. This
no,
is
just
case.
Say how it's
you
actually
have
done.
To
just...
be specific here.
All right, I'm being specific. What is the mass of power? The
same,
one I'm actually talking about
process.
And what anyone would be talking about.
Same process. The cool. only difference is, yes, they take an elemental crystal, which is made by one of the elemental creatures.
So it is crystals. You just went on that tangent. Just all right, awesome. That's what I wanted to know. Because wasn't the mass
yeah,
of creation
okay, you know
said to be made out of gold
together
and pure magic?
Kind of kiss and merge. That's how
no,
it's
I'm
done.
Saying, okay, listen. Isn't the wasn't originally said that the masqueration was made out of gold and pure magic?
With magic and gold.
Magic and gold. It was forged from magic and gold,
in the
right?
Original like teaser. Actually, fun fact: the 2-year anniversary, 3-year, the 3-year, no,
no,
pretty close.
No, yes, the 3-year, the 3-year, the 3-year anniversary of that announcement is coming up this month.
The 3-year? No, it's only the 2-year, right?
The 3-year anniversary of the. Announcement for Bionicle's return is coming
yes
this
it's
month.
2016
yeah.
wait
it's 2016 it was announced in 2014 that's only 2 years
14
so wait it was revealed at New York Comic Con of 2014
Well, right. It had a spot at New York Comic Con, but it was revealed September 19th.
Okay, sure, but that's
still only been 2 years.
Still 2 years.
So you're trying to gloss over the fact that you don't know how to count.
I never
that's
said
what's going
I did.
On here. He's like, oh, yeah.
I mean, listen, Kai, you're still dumb with what you were saying.
LJ confused like, oh, January with November.
I'm sorry.
Of course
dumb in their own different ways, okay?
Yeah.
Be quiet, dummy.
I think I wasn't specific, and LJ literally does not know basic math. That's what I'm getting.
Listen, from. I know that 2 plus 2 is 22, okay? So stop out.
Wait.
Anyway. What about this?
I am good at my
Hold your horses there.
Talk.
I'm sure you are.
Alright.
I is.
Well.
I vary too.
Let's ask Shadow Gear and Elyra.
Hey, side note. You ever... Yeah, okay.
I feel like we used up all our good questions before.
No, let's we should talk about something that's like actually relevant to all of this since we're all YouTube creators. There's some of these policies coming
out.
Oh,
right, yeah.
That's like that's kind of
there
a deal.
There is a big air of negativity surrounding YouTube right now, which is always interesting to see because no matter how many times YouTube messes up, it doesn't seem like people ever like are truly disillusioned with them to the point of wanting to leave or protest or demand change. Except for now. Now is a pretty big deal because a lot of big popular YouTubers are making videos about this subject. Let's address it even though it doesn't really apply to us. It's this recent policy of if your content is not deemed...
This policy has been effective since last June.
Right, it's a recent implement... It's the...
It's just more transparent.
Yeah, no, they added a notification system that will tell you when they've stopped monetizing.
Well, that's what I meant.
Right. And so, therefore, that's what's brought this into the limelight of people starting to get these notifications.
Good distinction to make. It is the process of demonetizing content on YouTube that is not deemed advertiser-friendly. That's the key word they're using. So, stuff like if someone talks about controversial subjects... like politics or religion or general controversy, it
or
may
just
or may not
in the
be
news,
deemed advertiser-friendly. If someone uses strong language, it may or may not be deemed advertiser-friendly. Stuff like that, I forget the whole list of criteria. But violence. Yes. General stuff like that, content that YouTube may deem that they cannot market to their advertisers and have it actually make a return. They may deem to just pull from the monetization system entirely.
So this means three things. One, YouTube sucks. Two, Vessel is fantastic. And three, this will not affect us at all.
Why does YouTube suck because of this?
You don't know. YouTube does.
This is nothing different from what already happens with television.
Exactly. That's it.
Where people are paying for ad space. Can say, hey, I don't want it to air during this show.
I didn't say television didn't suck, too.
Yeah, it's like that. That's something that's bad about television, I feel. And that's something bad about YouTube as a whole, that they're trying to make it more like television. Television is a very old way of doing media. We would never be able to do – all of us in this room would not be able to do this if we had to go through television. We'd have to like pitch to a network. We'd have to do all this stuff.
Yeah, of course never. Not.
YouTube enables this kind of more opinion-based average Joe content coming out of people.
Well, I mean, like, so, it's this whole idea that you can make the content. It's broadcast yourself. That is their tagline.
Right.
So,
and your audience finds you.
I'm fine with TV, okay? I don't have a problem with TV. But however, they because it's on a large scale and it's supposed to, you know, be for everyone, it has to be on a particular level. After the green shed, that's when obviously everything more inappropriate comes out. I have a feeling that YouTube isn't going to implement something like that, like a greenhouse or a green shed, or whatever it's called. Watershed, sorry. So, at that point, it's just TV, but with no green, like, watershed. So, it's just for everyone. And that kind of ruins particular genres.
It's basically the situation. I've seen the word censorship being thrown around. It's not censorship.
Strictly
speaking.
It's not at all.
What it is,
however,
instead,
it demotivates.
There are people on YouTube, large people, popular people, whose entire livelihoods and entire channels rotate around talking about current events, reporting on news, both internet-based and in the real world, not all of which may always be entirely advertiser-friendly.
So there comes the point where would they have to censor the topic they were put on, censor themselves, or risk getting their livelihood?
Yeah, that just doesn't seem fair to me.
Yes. It's really funny.
Yeah, not see, it just puts people off from talking about things like that, which is really bad, because that's important that people need to know about things that are going on in the world.
If it's a legit topic, yeah, but think about how many of these really big channels are just drama.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
YouTube's probably literally doing this. Yeah. That is a subculture that has grown very popular in recent time.
It has, and that shouldn't matter, though. It shouldn't matter if the quality of the content they do is good or bad. The problem is that YouTube is able to select what they consider to be good or bad, and those things are not clear. They're not clearly defined. They do not have an active list of controversial topics that are too controversial to cover, so do not talk about these. They do not have a list of what counts as being controversial. Do you just have to mention something that's controversial? Do you have to have an opinion on it? Can you just say this happened? Or if you give your opinion on it, that's what makes it controversial. Or if you make fun of it, it becomes controversial. What is this line? Where does it come from? I don't think the quality of the content should determine what YouTube is doing with this, because this is a very dangerous thing you're doing by picking and selecting certain content and deeming them to be worth monetization and not monetizing, because that could have a bias in how the media is presented.
Well, here's the thing. I've been keeping an ear to the ground about this, and I've been hearing a lot of people that, not just commentary channels, but actual YouTubers' channels that have been talking about mental illness, such as depression, have been taken down, which is bad, because that's about mental illness.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Like, that needs to be awareness
about
that.
Not only is that health-related, but it's science-related, it's educational. Like, why is that getting slammed for that?
The issue I have is that they're treating every video the same. It's just because that's YouTube, there's no people behind it, it's just a system. So there's no judgment on a personal level, it's all just one thing. So things are not judged correctly.
And it's also like...
Well, you see, the thing that strikes me as funny is that everyone's up in arms about this, like it's such a bad thing, when really it was already in effect. The reason it's come to light now is because there was a change that made it easier to make appeals for this sort of thing. That's just what I find kind of ironic.
It is, I mean, it's ironic, but in the sense that it's like, in the same way that, like you could say, it's like when it was found out that the government was spying on us, when Snowden revealed it. It was kind of a thing where it's like, whoa, and people are like, well, this has been happening the entire time, and now they're making easier to, like, the fact is, it's been going on this entire time. That's what people are in arms about, is that YouTube did this, and they were taking away monetization from people, and they weren't notifying anyone. And now they've kind of gone through that thing where it's like, oh, they're trying to make it easier, which, I mean, it's good on them that they're trying to, kind of solve this problem to begin with. But the fact that they have this power and the fact that they have – and they're using it is very worrisome.
Well, here's the thing. Keep in mind two things, because one thing. They do own the site.
It's a private business.
They can absolutely, within every legal sense, do this with no repercussion. It's no different than our site.
Yeah.
In fact, they could just absolutely outright go, all right, we do not want you talking about kittens. No cat videos whatsoever. And it'd be perfectly allowed to do that.
Rip.
Right. the concept is not like, I think the thing that it's brought to the forefront is not that like YouTube does not have the right to do this, because they totally do. The thing that's brought to the forefront is that we really do not have a competitor to YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I was about
to
say.
And so the more that
YouTube
they try to press...
Yeah, unless people start moving they have a monopoly to some other video hosting site, you know.
We know a good one to go to.
Vimeo.
if you are a content creator, you can also sign up in order to be on Vessel as well, and they will import your library of videos, so you do not need to worry about re-uploading everything. They are able to get that done by yourself. So if you apply for that, you get approved. You can talk to them. It's honestly a good alternative now, because right now what we're seeing is that YouTube is now abusing its monopolative powers. Not abusing, but like, they're able now to, like, not only they don't just say we reserve the right to do this just in case of, special circumstances, they are doing it. And because they are doing it, now it's brought to the idea is like, whoa, they don't have a reason to not do this. They don't have a reason to be on the creator side as opposed to the advertiser side, because there's no alternative for the creators. What are they going to do? Go off YouTube? Not find that audience?
Well, here's the thing is that, like, YouTube...
No, I'm saying they can find their own sponsors.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's easier said than done, too. We've talked about finding your own sponsors, and it's one of those things that it's great to say, oh, we'll get our own sponsors. But the amount of, like, money that, you know, gets us, the amount of, like, publicity that'll still get us, the amount of revenue will get us. Like, when you have sponsors, that means you get the same amount of money no matter how well your videos do or not. Which is kind of it's good if you make – if you have some, like, a low month, you don't make a lot of great videos. But sometimes you'll do a massive top 10 rarest Lego minifigure video and you get the same amount of money. And it's like, okay, well, I would have liked to get the return on this this massive, you know, semi – not viral video, but, like, within the Lego community, very popular video. So you don't get rewarded for doing better content and you get punished for doing worse content. And that generally leads to you just doing worse content.
Yep.
But like we all know partly why YouTube's doing this, and it's simply because they need more money and they want more money. I've read somewhere that it's probably the out of Google, YouTube makes the least money out of YouTube.
Really?
Well, out of the Google. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Out of Google, YouTube makes the least money out of all the different systems.
Right. And I feel like the thing that needs to be, like, addressed with YouTube is that YouTube, it's letting itself become more like TV, where really TV should be becoming more like YouTube. The idea is that, like, the internet provides you with a new form of entertainment, a new, like, unless gatekeepers. There's no people, like, locking and barring your entry from being popular, from making your own content on YouTube. The only thing that's stopping you is you. But now we're getting to a point where the only thing is stopping you YouTube and, you know, some other – and the advertisers. The advertisers are trying to pressure YouTube into making it more like television, where they have more say over the type of content that's produced, the type of content that gets sponsored, the type of content that gets – that is, like, inspired and incentivized to be produced. That's not where we want to go. We want to have the type of freedom we have right now. And so it's worrisome.
Yeah, and the real question is YouTube going to realize this? Because – we've seen with other, you know, platforms on the internet that if the website pushes a little too far and exerts a little too much control, people will leave. They will find a new platform.
Totally.
Yep.
Right. Unless there's a monopoly. The thing is that, like, there's not always a new platform right now. And we've been committed to Vessel for a while now, and I do think it's, especially for creators, it's really great. But it is also, like, you do need an audience there. Like, you know, some of our videos won't get as many views just because there's not as many people watching it as there would be on YouTube.
Well,
because YouTube has that monopoly right now. So, like, if YouTube doesn't realize it, they could – no one has an alternative to go to. No one's going to jump ship and go to the other video site. I don't really know of any other video sites outside of Vessel.
I mean, there's several, but they're all very unpopular compared to YouTube. The thing is that this will cause if YouTube does tighten their grasp on the rules, then it might actually cause external interaction, people creating new platforms. Like, I could see someone with a big YouTuber who has tons of money making a platform. It would not surprise me at all.
Possibly.
Like,
but it would be great.
Wasn't Discord kind of made because of Skype
yeah,
sucking?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that kind of
thing. Discord has certainly capitalized on the downward opinion shift on Skype. I believe
they do not make it any secret.
No, I believe these other video platforms should definitely be capitalizing on what's currently going on with YouTube. Well,
okay, let's make one more thing clear, though. There's a difference for the people that use YouTube, the creators, and the people that view YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing that's keeping us from moving on. When Dig did a whole site, like, redesign, people left Dig in droves. Dig is now – and they went to Reddit. And now Reddit is big. The reason why that worked, though, is because Dig did a thing that was unpopular among all the people that used Dig. And so they went and found a new site. This thing is really only unpopular with creators. And even though creators will leave, there will be other people to take their place if the platform is still popular. A lot of the normal viewers, a lot of the people that view YouTube, so many people, everyone you know watches YouTube, all right? Everyone you know in real life does it. Not everyone's aware of this going down because it's not a relevant issue for them. They're not creators. They don't care that their videos are being unmonetized.
Well, I'm sure people will begin to realize when all that's left on YouTube is toy channels about cutting up gummy bottles.
Yeah, fair. You know, I mean, like, I'm sure they'll view it eventually. It just won't be soon enough for the creators. It won't be soon enough for us.
Yeah. Well, thankfully,
we will still
not
need to make money, and
us.
Especially the people that make the drama.
But
yeah, I mean, it's not going to affect us.
Yeah,
like,
not saying
people that make drama videos
are
they're
bad,
done.
But a lot of them
they're
are
done.
Bad.
What about these guys?
Essentially, like, we need to go on strike. There needs to be a YouTube
honestly,
strike.
Yeah.
But, like, to what end?
It's hard. it's hard to do a strike because the moment you're everyone, the moment PewDiePie is like, I'm going on strike, the next popular Let's Player is going to be like, oh, well, I can. Yeah, it's like, I'll be the new. They'll take advantage of it. You know, no one's.
YouTube isn't unionized.
Yeah, it's exactly.
YouTube is a dog eat dog world. Brutal.
It's true.
So.
Yeah. I was listening basically to a video and it was like, YouTubers milk everything that could possibly be milked. So
like and subscribe.
Get that ad revenue.
Like this conversation right now.
It's easy to milk when the world is your cow.
I live on
and
a cow.
On that note, yeah, basically just wanted to inform everyone that this was a thing that was going on with any changes that YouTube ever makes, with site designs, with policy changes, with monetization, just with general consumer-friendly or anti-consumer mindsets and shifts in their business philosophy, you should always try to be informed about it because you are the people that can make a difference about it. So keep that in mind and going forward, you know.
Don't you dare.
Wait, what am I saying?
I thought you were about to launch into another speech and like all the fans are going
to
go,
I don't have a lot to say about that. That's basically just what I got to say. Stay informed. Just like real world. Internet imitates real life. You gotta be informed because you gotta use the people that can make the changes.
Yep, stay vigilant. Don't freak out just yet. I don't like it when people freak out this early.
Panic!
I'm freaking out!
Well, there are. There are people that are like, oh no, YouTube's doomed. I'm like, well, don't worry yet. It's not. I mean, this could be an absolute disaster. You're right. But nothing too bad is happening just yet. Just stay calm until the pinnacle moment. Mm-hmm. And then it's assured, then you can panic, but right now it's just stay calm.
What if I want to panic
until
now?
They've announced the YouTube stars?
Oh no. Wow.
They really
nice little
construction
PewDiePie.
Mega Bloks PewDiePie.
Hey, I would maybe go for Total Biscuit.
Oh man, alright, well, enough of this.
Aw, come on, don't we all want that Construction Keemstar.
Let's do it. Construction.
And his Mort, DJ Mort. And Treadmill.
Construction Keemstar. Good grief.
With every Keemstar Mega Block set, you get free popcorn.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I don't really want to end just yet. I feel like we haven't had enough conversation with our guests here.
Hello.
But...
Yeah, I can. I mean, we can go a little.
What do you mean? It's been an hour and 15 minutes. Let's say that's a long time.
I mean, as long as your guys are okay with it.
No, what's
I'm here.
What's going on with you guys? Anything
I'm
you want to talk about?
What's going
on? Oh, no. I'm completely against
Got anything you want to plug?
Oh, anything you want to show? Oh, boy. Molly has been making a ton of mocks as of late. So many.
You really have.
Nice.
I've been seeing them all go up.
Oh, yeah.
They're
you don't
really
even
great.
Know. I built an entire mock in one sitting yesterday. Don't even ask me how, but it happened. That'll be up soon.
We used to.
That's always fun.
It's like I am.
You see,
I am,
suck at mocking. So that's the only way.
Prepping
I
to move back to university on Monday, so it's like, and I can't bring my Legos with me, so I'm kind of like cramming in as much as I can last minute.
Yeah. Oh, I totally did. They're all here.
Yeah, I have right way now. Too many to bring, so it's not really an option.
No, that's fair. You look like you have way more.
Likely.
So I have a small predicament that I would like some advice on. So I just got around to sorting my Brick Fair haul.
Break up with her.
My Brick Fair haul, right. Mostly system primarily, and I have a very large tote in which I carry a bunch of sorted out system pieces. Like, oh, here's like one width style plates, one width style tiles, like bricks of this size, bricks of that size. I'd love to sort by color, but I don't have the space. And this is the situation. I've hit a wall where I have a large tote with a bunch of small Tupperware-like containers on the inside, all sorted out by type. That is now full. And so I'm debating on just getting another large tote and just creating more of a mess, or just straight up investing in drawers. Do I want to live the drawer life? So that's a big investment.
I would.
Yes! Yes, live the drawer life, please.
I would shift to the drawer life. You'll probably have a happier time.
The drawer life is honestly
life
like
shows me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Listen, if you have any extra pieces.
Oh, yes, I'll put all my red and blue pins off to the side for you. That's fine.
Yeah, give him red and blue pins.
Oh, so that's how
give
it's
give all your excess
me.
Parts
okay.
to Var. I'll send them back. JK.
He still has Kai's part.
I sense some saltiness here.
Okay. Listen. Venom, I was over at Var's new place before I left that side of the country. And Venom had left. Shadowgear, Alara, you guys remember Abizi Power? They were doing that fundraising thing, and they had like the bins.
Oh, don't remind me. That was a mess.
Give us any amount of money.
Oh my
gosh.
That was the best.
Oh, I need to post a video for that.
Well,
that was brutal.
Venom got in on that like a kid in a ball pit, and he just went nuts. He got a whole bunch of pieces went out. He got them in a bag. He made the fatal mistake of leaving it with Var. Now, for those unaware, anything left with Var effectively stays with Var.
He still has Kai's leftover parts from New York Comic Con 2014.
See, okay, no, it's not even leftover parts. I sent them. I didn't like, oh, whoops, here you go. It's like literally I sent them for him so we could do the reviews. And he's like, I'll send them back to you. I'm like, okay. I have still not gotten it. It's two years later. Still have not gotten it.
Bionicle is finished and I still haven't got my 2015
literally,
pieces.
This is before Bionicle came out. So, my parts have been gone the entirety of Generation 2. I have not gotten these parts yet. I never had these parts for Generation 2. Man.
That's almost as bad as Mange not being here for the entirety of Bionicle.
It's true.
Yep.
In these missions,
I would recommend to enter your inquiry is, yes, go with the drawer life. I think you'll be happy.
Do not regret switching to drawers at all.
You just brought me back to the moment of that BZ Power donation thing, because like I was arm deep with the Viper, and I was afraid I was going to hurt you, because I'm just like,
it's okay, it's all right. I was all right. I stood on my own hair by accident.
Oh no!
That's why I get having long hair, I guess.
Can safely say I've never done that, but I did. Like, I stood off to the side because I was like, this is a little awkward, and then I saw a Manus, and I was like, I'll take
that was like a bunch of manuses that people ignored. That was
you're like a drug addict, Kai. You came over to me, you like hobbled over, you're like, hey LJ, you got any money?
I asked if you got any cash.
Listen, man, I really need some money. You're sitting there, you're scratching your neck. I gotta get some buy off.
Hey man, first
pieces.
One's free.
That was true. Here's the thing. Like
nice.
I ran out of cash for some unrelated reason. No, it was very related. It was because stuff didn't happen.
That sums up your life. Hey, Kai, how you doing?
I'm out of cash.
Well, okay, listen. I could explain why I ran out of cash.
So much for being the Tower of Greed.
Yeah. I had to pay for Kai's gas one time. That was fun.
You did. But I also drove you around everywhere, so you're welcome.
Yeah, no one wanted to sit with Kahi very much.
Literally no one.
I sat with Kahi, too.
Hey, you're a good friend. You're a good friend.
Like, I was fine with it. I was like, hey, we've got Kanye West. We've got we got AC. Oh.
Gosh, you listened to Kanye West?
We did.
Dude, Kanye West is so great. Oh, it's like, he was so awesome.
Well, okay,
old Kanye West, not new Kanye West.
I've actually got I Am a God on my iTunes now. Because
I Am a God. I got Gold Digger. I got Black Skinhead. I got all the great Kanye West songs.
Every time Kanye. I just think of that one time on the way back from, like, me getting my phone, and it's like... Yep. Just us listening to I Am a God.
Oh yeah, no, I love that. That's like my new. That's my new.
And whenever I go to Messer, I'm like, "Hey Messer, guess what?" And he's like, "What?" I Am a God.
Oh man, those fun times. My favorite part was every time we had to make an unrelated trip back to Brick Fair, which we had to do a lot for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah.
We would always pop in and say hi to Shadow Gear, and he was like, I thought you left already.
We would like, we'd
like
all
go here.
Yeah, seriously, it's like you guys were following us or something.
No, just we kept having to make random return trips to places. We wanted to leave, we just always kept coming back for some reason.
You don't leave Brick Fair.
Because we kept forgetting things.
Had to get the phone. Oh, wait, no, I had to go buy Tahu. Oh, no, wait, we forgot there was a panel or something we had to watch. It's like, we just could not escape.
Oh, yeah, the Bionicle tragedy. What is it? Tragedy in the Bionicle.
Which we had no idea what it was. We're like, we don't know what this is.
I still don't really know what it was.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if they even won.
I was there. I still don't know. Yeah, I honestly, I have no idea. I think Var saw more of it. Var, we kind of left.
You seemed just
Var
as clueless it. As I was. When I asked.
Yeah, it's like yeah, it was just kind of there. But then we went. Then we saw the Bionicle. We saw some other panels. There.
Yep.
Yeah.
For a lot we of still got to get our panel. Out, or like, I hope it gets released. I don't know if we're gonna put it out or what. I have no clue.
I think so. We're working on so many things behind the scenes. We have a lot of vlogs. I filmed everything.
Oh, yeah.
You did. And I'm so glad you did, though, because my phone literally was the most unreliable rubbish I have ever used. Like, every other minute, it'd be like, storage is too full. But I have enough storage to film something on freaking the video, but no, the pictures are way too much space. It's like, evidently. What? I deleted half my photos, which are actually decent memories. Thank goodness I put them on the computer first. And it's still like, oh, sorry, not enough room. But like, I just deleted 300 pictures and you're telling me there's not enough room for another picture. Are you joking? Like, it just drove me up the wall. So I'm glad people filmed it because phone is an absolute nuisance.
We have an impressive catalog of vlogs and pictures we've just yet to release.
That Kool-Aid video was a trip. You guys,
just because I can't get the newest iPhone or snazzy Android, LJ, which, by the way, doesn't work because you weren't here on time.
Wait, what? No. Hold on. First of all.
Why?
First of all, you tea-hating redcoat son of a biscuit. Whoa. I didn't use my Android as an
Android.
There's racism in there somewhere.
Okay, I say this every time you
pretty
people
sure
bring this
everywhere.
Up. The UK is not a race. British
none of them
people
are races.
Aren't a race.
None of them are races. We're
technically
all part of the same
none
race.
Of them are races. They're like phenotypes or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's nationalistic.
Italians have rights.
You're just saying that because you're an Italian.
8-11 Italians have rights.
I'm going back and forth between Italians have rights and the Construction Keemstar, which I feel would be a really great title.
Yeah. All
right, but yeah, I didn't use that as my alarm. I used my Lego alarm. It's a giant green brick. Surprise, surprise. And my other phone as an alarm.
Oh, a brick. Like how you slept.
I don't have anything against Androids. I just think you don't know how to use them properly.
I have something against Androids.
Okay,
they suck.
First of all, screw you. Have you been talking to Kahi again? I keep telling you that guy is a bad influence.
Of course we were talking
Androids
about you while you weren't here. You were late.
Listen, I was sleeping. I work late. I am a working person.
Whoa, right.
Work.
How do you tie cinder block shoes?
I mean, like, it's like, yeah, of course you're late and you're sleeping, but that doesn't mean you weren't late. You say you're like the way you say
yeah, but
that.
It has
it's
nothing
like
to do with my Android. Don't tell her that, Kai. Don't influence her easily.
I think.
I didn't
your phone
say
failed you
like I literally don't care. Like I think I'm probably gonna get an Android because iPhones have not been good to me. Like every time I've got one.
Jack.
Oh really?
Welcome to the right side of the
yeah, because you don't know how to use them.
No, it's not because I don't know how to use them. It's because they freaking break. They're like the most flimsy, fragile phones I've ever seen. You put it in your pocket and it freaking combusts.
I mean, I've had my iPhone
can't deal with it.
No, you want to talk? You want to?
Do I walk through a furnace? No, I put it in
my pocket. It's been super reliable for me, so I don't know what your problem is.
Maybe it's just me, okay? But I am willing to try Android because iPhones have just not been useful to me.
Welcome to the right side of the fence.
What's wrong with that?
What about you? What do you use?
What do I use?
Who, me?
Oh, I use Android.
Okay.
Android has not failed me. It's been perfectly fine. However,
what do you
I know
mean it hasn't failed
alarm.
You? How many times has the screen on that thing broken?
Well, when you drop a phone in the toilet by mistake, I the screen, of course, is going to break.
You dropped it in the toilet?
It dropped in... Okay, so
That must be
so. When someone is going, okay, look, my phone is up. My phone is no longer in my back pocket. When your phone is in your back pocket and you go to sit down onto the toilet, and it catches the bottom of the toilet seat as you are sitting down, rising up, and then falls in, and then you realize, was that noise my phone? And then you get up.
Is that my phone?
When you get up and you look and you wipe, standing up, by the way. When you wipe, standing up. You look in and there's your phone and you go, oh, this is my day. Oh.
Wow. It's like that gut-punching moment when you realize something, that you've just broken something really vital. And you're like, oh no!
Where's the closest rice?
You have to dive in for it.
I guess that situation really stinks.
That is the sound of no one laughing.
Yeah.
No one will drink the Kool-Aid
on
this one.
That's usually how it goes.
Nope. Not like that vlog.
Oh, so it turns out that video was wrong, by the way.
Oh.
Matt, so I'm sure you remember this. Do you remember how I was telling you that I've never had Kool-Aid?
Yes.
Well, I gotta change that now.
Do you have it?
I don't remember having Kool-Aid, but apparently I have.
Interesting.
You're not missing much.
Well, see, what I found funny about that video, because when we were recording it, the funny thing that I thought was that we didn't put sugar in it. I thought that was the most hilarious part. But a lot of people in the comments are pointing out the packet was meant for, like, what, a 2-quart size serving?
Oh, no.
And, like, we put it in a small cup. It was very concentrated.
Oh.
Like, that whole thing was a train wreck of hilarious, epic proportions.
Yeah.
You guys got any fun Brick Fair memories you want to talk about before we close out of this?
So I have a question.
Not that I remember.
Shoot.
So going through my Brick Fair stuff again, I was looking for some things and I'm like, why did I buy this? What was the dumbest thing that you regret buying from Brick Fair? It doesn't have to be at Brick Fair. Why?
My Grenadier, because I lost it at Brick Fair.
A corn dog.
Radiac.
Why?
The Antros Abomatorium. So here's the story. I was walking along. We
because the other
booth.
One was Solek and he just couldn't handle the
The others were pointing to Solek during the yard sale at the table. He's like, Mesa, you should buy Solek. He's right there. He's super cheap. And I was like, no. I'm going to buy literally... I don't want to buy Solek. I'll buy anything
Anyone
else.
Anyone but Solek.
Literally anything else. And I saw Radiac was there. And I'm like,
Radiac.
I never bought him. I'd recently bought Antros. I could use the matching Matoran. I'll buy him out of spite. And he's
see
not
that,
too
like, I've never seen Radiac be written down, but like, is it like Radiac or is it just said like that?
I believe
it
it's actually
like
Radiac. Radiac, whatever.
Like, it's basically the placement of an eye.
Yeah. Do I regret buying it? Yeah, because it's an Abomatorn, but I did recently buy Andros, so like, I
well,
did
it's
have that matchup,
like.
So, yeah.
Have you never had Andros?
I ended up getting 2 free Solecs. No, I did not.
Plus, Messo's got like 3 or 4 Solecs at this point.
Yeah, like, I had one that I bought that I sent to LJ to be chainsawed, but then I got 2 others as gifts, so I've combined them to form Omega, oh, no, Ultimate Omega Solek. But to answer your question, my greatest Bionicle regret is that I didn't buy many 08 sets. I only got Curox out of the Phantoka Wave.
A lot of 08 wasn't that great.
Yeah, but like it was the last year of the MU.
I liked 08.
The last actual year with those characters and stuff. So
the vehicles
I kinda wish
were great.
I'd bought some stuff to commemorate it.
Oh the yeah,
vehicles
the vehicles were awesome.
Tracks.
Killer.
Yeah.
Also, I don't have any regrets regarding what I bought. It's what I was not able to get rid of.
What?
Because I brought 2 items with me that I wanted to just give away because I don't want them because they're horrible things. One of them is a little My Little Pony figure. And
aww.
I forgot I brought it with me.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
My time to shine.
I've told you about this. I tried to offer it to you in AT.
I wasn't paying attention. What's going on?
It's like, I have this, don't ask how I got it. I didn't buy it myself, but I got this little My Little Pony figure.
How'd you get it?
And it's...
Okay. Sounds familiar.
How about we don't get into this, Meso? You don't tell us about your drug deals, and I
wait,
tell
no,
you.
No, no, no. I want to hear how you got it.
It was given to me by somebody else. So
you
anyway,
probably guess who.
Someone very
who?
Close to
was
his heart.
Was this the same person who gave you that hat?
Yes. And it was, actually. That's, wow.
That
good.
Dang hat! You kept trying to burden
me
with it.
I tried. Yes, because I don't want it.
I don't want it either! It's not mine!
Yeah, so you think Viper's just like a trash can, basically.
Yeah.
Or an actual trash can. They're not mythical objects.
I mean,
objects.
For food, I'm a bit of a trash can, but like, but not anything else.
Ow. What I should have done was stuff it in her backpack when she wasn't looking.
Honestly,
I
would have
found it, man. I would have found
it,
then like, put it in your bag.
When she took that through customs. What if you like lined that with drugs and then sent it to a free customer? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you wouldn't even need to put.
You have to stay in America forever. You're going to American jail.
You wouldn't even need to put drugs in there. Just put a raw bit of meat in there, and then that would literally.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, exactly.
That would literally put me in jail.
I would have taken a slice of a banana and just slipped it into the hat. You would have been done.
Yeah, you gotta declare all your fruits and meats.
No, not even just a banana peel. So it's like it makes sort of a bit of sense with the in joke. You can't peel a car. Like it's. Some form
well,
of
thank you for explaining.
You can't peel a plane either.
I don't know. Yeah,
but as, so I have
sure
this
can't
My
appeal
Pony.
if they find something like that in my bag.
I got this little pink My Little Pony figure, and I have my hat, and it's this green knit hat, and
is
I want to get rid of both of these things. And I forgot I brought the My Little Pony figure, and then I tried to give the hat to every member of TTV, and they just would not let me give it to them. They just wouldn't take the hat.
I'm a firm believer in the concept of just throwing away what you don't want instead of trying to pawn it off.
Well, giving it to a charity shop. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with giving it to a charity shop at that case? Because I don't want it. I don't need it, but I'm sure someone would have it.
I didn't think of
that. It's going to go to a good home.
Nah.
I don't know.
Hey,
come on.
Goodwill. It's Goodwill. Yeah.
Maybe you can find some $2 Uxars while you're there. They're apparently at Goodwill now.
You know what? I kind of agree, but at the same time, I don't want to curse anyone I don't know with that.
You could make a small boat and then put it out to sea.
So you want to curse Viper
Yeah,
instead.
Just give it a Viking funeral.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, she can handle it.
Oh, man.
Can she?
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Fine.
She can.
Hey, Takuma, you want a hat?
No.
I'll throw in a free little my.
Little my.
I'll throw a free little my.
He'll throw
Which
in.
Which pony
I think
is
it's
it,
Pinkie
LJ?
Because he said it was pink.
Whoa. It's
pink. Yeah, it was pink, but there's more than one. I mean, it could be
well,
easily
Pinkie Pie's
one. I'm assuming
like
this
one
is one
of
the blind bag
ones,
things,
so
like I've got.
Almost, that's almost creative as Master.
We never did our TTV talks about My Little Pony, and now TTV talks is over.
Oh, we never did. Why didn't we do that? We watched the episode and everything. We watched like
yeah, I know, right? Like you guys went through all this hoopla to get me to watch.
Well,
it.
I guess it's time for a final hoorah.
I wanted to at least make it to 75
finale.
Episodes. But what was the thing that you most regretted buying from Brick Fair, Shadow Gear, Lyra?
I don't regret any of the $200 I spent.
None of it? Didn't regret what? You didn't look at it and just be like, man, why did I buy this dumb thing?
No, because you know what? The whole experience was supposed to be for having fun and wasting money on Lego, so that's what I did.
The one of the few things I regret is they had a bunch of small arcade machines over in the north entrance, and there was a claw machine that had like these plastic balls filled with random pieces. Spent a dollar, got it on my first try, opened it up by smashing the plastic ball because it would not open. And then looking at the pieces and just being like, man, what's... I don't need any fences. I don't need... What is this? I don't know. Also, I also found, like, a bag of, like, 100 silver Exo-Force arms. And I'm like, why did I buy this? I don't need this many.
You
this
never know.
You're right. That's mocking in general. You'll never know. I bought all this Galador. What am I going to do with it? I don't know. You'll never know.
So what? What? You don't need that many fences. Is that
I
correct?
Don't want to build fences. I want to build bridges.
I find that statement to be highly offensive.
And on that note...
Don't.
Oh my god. That was terrible.
No.
Let's say I'm getting out of a cup.
All right. Well,
I'm offended.
As fun as this has been... I'm thinking
that's enough out of you, Construction Keemstar.
It's maybe time we begin the process of wrapping up.
Yeah.
But before we do so, Shadow Gear 6335 and Elyra, if people wish to find out more about you, where can they go?
Well, for me, mainly YouTube. That's kind of my bread and butter. But I'm also on DeviantArt, Tumblr, Instagram, and Flickr, all under the username of Elyra. So it's pretty easy to find.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
Can you spell that for us? Because
yeah,
people might
no,
know how
I
to
get
spell.
That a lot. it's Alierah. It's weird, but it works.
Yep, and it'll be in the
description. I'm like the only person
well.
On the internet with this username, so if you find it, you found me.
There you go.
Yep.
Build your brand. That's great.
If you have a dumb enough username like mine, you can find the word. You type into the internet ShadowGear6235, you may happen to find my YouTube, which is my main bread and butter. You may happen to find my Instagram, which I'm using more often than I think I should be, as well as my Flickr, my DeviantArt, and my Tumblr. Don't go to Tumblr if you are under 13. Other than that,
I agree with that statement.
Or just don't go there at all.
Or don't go to the TTV message boards.
Oh, yes.
Words.ttvchannel.com.
Stop plugging our stuff with them.
Us.
Sorry.
It's so easy.
But Shadow Gear isn't your channel's URL, Clockwork Tempest.
Oh, that's a whole other can of worms. If you want to find out why it's Clockwork Tempest, check out the episode of the Gearbox that entitles The BioTube War.
Oh boy!
Okay,
I want to group. We should group watch.
It's interesting.
It's shameful.
It's very shameful. Hey, you know what? When you're young and you learn how to use the internet for the first time, and you don't know how to really talk to people, you make a lot of mistakes along the way. And a lot of people.
Oh yeah, that sounds familiar. And I'm thinking three letters. I'm seeing three letters. There's a V and there's a T. There's also a P.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people who we've fought with over the years. We know how that goes.
It's a mess. But yeah, you can find me at ShadowGear6235 if you happen to find that username. It is most likely me. If not, then there's probably nothing on that channel or that account. So yeah, look forward to more mocks and more videos from both Lyra and me. Molly and me. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well,
Meso, can we have them back again?
I would love that. Would you be willing to grace us with your presence?
You want
to
chill?
Welcome here.
Thanks.
You guys want to chill like next week?
Why next week?
Back to Virginia. Let's go.
Because we're having.
Why
a live,
do you always do
we're
it?
Having,
make it weird.
I'm saying, no, listen. Next week we're having a live stream.
Oh, I don't even
and
know.
So I thought that was today.
We are.
No, we're not doing
we're
it today.
Doing what?
We're having an art live stream next week.
This is the first I've heard
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I know, because we don't clear stuff with you guys.
I mean, I didn't hear about it either. This channel, wasn't like a date.
They didn't clear this with me.
Meso, you were literally
like,
there.
Here's what I heard. I want to do a live stream. Not, we're going to do a live stream next week.
Well, what are we doing, origami? Well, like, what's going on?
There you go.
I don't know.
I art, heard we I were doing a live stream today.
I suppose it's an art live stream.
That's not what's happening. Anyhow, yeah,
hey,
we'll...
Can I be on it?
Sure. You want to be on it? You're not drawing, so
what
it might
I
be a little
draw?
Weird.
Purple says yes. You can host it.
Oh, she said yes. That's enough clarification for me. Awesome. Continue.
Purple, take that back. Just kidding. Actually, we'll be like, we'll actually be having like as many people as we want on there. So, yeah, maybe. I guess when I drop by, you know, we'll say something. Yeah.
It has been a pleasure hanging with you again.
Yes, it's been a fantastic time. Always nice to be happy talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You should come on when we review all the Makuta mocks when the contest's over. That'd be appropriate,
That'd
I feel.
That'd be fun.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys in next time for the next exciting episode of the TTV Podcast. Thank you for always your continued support in this post-Bionicle world of ours. Your support means the world to us, and we hope to see more of you in the future. Awesome Bionicle community. I'm Mesonek.
I'm LJ.
I'm John.
I'm Viper.
I'm Tukumanuva.
I'm Shadow Gear.
I'm Elyra.
And farewell, everybody.